Yo, some people don't need to be doing business at all. I mean, even major corporations slip up in a way that pisses off enough people to where they're like, you know what? I know you're a known name, and I've had you in the past, and or utilized you in the past, and everything was all good until it wasn't. Now, before I get down with the get down, y'all need to go on here to LaFemmeLachey.com and check out the books that we got going. All right, so you want to be a stripper, a comprehensive guide to go from girl next door to pole dancer diva, you need to go ahead and cop that. You can go on Amazon for So You Want to Be a Baller, comprehensive guide to go from broke on the bus to balling in the bins. Other books of mine should be on LaFemmeLachey soon enough, on LaFemmeLachey.com soon enough. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can hit me up at DKE305. That's D as in dog, K as in kilo, E as in echo, 305@gmail.com. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, man, just hit me up on there, and hopefully I can hit you back as soon as possible. All right? Now that shameless plugging is out the way, let me get down with the get down. Look, man. The inspiration behind this post, behind this episode, if you will. Yesterday was Mother's Day, right? My mother, for the time being, thank goodness she's still around. Cool, I'm happy for that. Same with my grandmother, for the time being, she's still around. Cool. So to see three generations of women come together and they have a dinner was cool, you know, from what I seen. I didn't attend. I could have attended, but I ain't feel like going or whatever. But yeah, just to see it, you know, it was cool to me, man. My grandma, who is a great grand now, my mother, who's a grandmother now, my and other family members who are younger than me or whatever. Shoot, one of them I don't really get along with, but all right, cool, whatever. Just to see all of them come together with the kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, it's pretty dope. Well, anyway, I'm at the house and chilling, not really going nowhere, not trying to be bothered or whatever. Just want to focus on typing up a few things for my next move, right? Okay, I get hungry. I know that, you know, they won't be able to stop by with the plate of food that I request until later on. And they drop that off on their way back home or whatever. So, you know, all right, cool. It wasn't until like 11 o'clock midnight when I got my plate from them. But, you know, it's all good, right? Okay. But in between time, I got to get something to eat. From time to time, I order from Burger King online, the Impossible Whopper meal. I've been ordering it for like the last year or two or whatever, ever since I found out you could just go to their website, Burger King website, on your phone and just order direct or whatever. I ain't got to download no app, just, you know, log in like any other thing, have your own profile, and then boom, you know, you make your orders. Okay, I made my order. The store that I ordered from, it's closer to where I'm at, so I decided to use that one instead of the other one that I requested they utilize, because I really wanted the food to get here. They messed up my order. They put mayo on the Impossible Whopper, which is stupid. I always tell them, don't put mayo. Why would you it's supposed to be a more healthier option. Why would you put greasy ass mayo on there? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But hey, whatever. That's their dumbass culinary mistake, right? I requested not to have the mayo on there. Sandwich gets here, mayo on the burger. I'm like, all right, you know what? Cancel that order. This, that, the third, blah, blah, blah. They talking about we can't give you no refund. We can only give you points. They have a thing called royal points or whatever. We can only give you royal points for your next meal or a discounted coupon or whatever on your next meal. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll accept that for now. Use the coupon to see if I can, you know, because I'm hungry as hell. I'm like, all right, let me try this again. Okay, I try it again. They got mayo on the other order. Twice, back to back. Slipped up. Okay, so now I'm like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I just want my refund. They're going to email me saying that, oh, we can't give you no refund. We'll just give you a large amount of royalty points that will pretty much cover a free meal. Or straight up coupon, discount coupon. That's what they gave me yesterday. It was a discount coupon that should be able to cover a whole meal. Bruh, I don't even care for that. I don't care for it. Because if y'all messed up my meal back to back like that, what makes you think I'm going to order again so y'all can mess up again? It's either their interface is messed up or somebody at that location don't know how to take orders. See, on the website when I ordered or what have you, it said no mayo on the Impossible. It automatically just said no mayo on there. So I'm like, okay, it's going to come plain. That's what I'm thinking. So I'm like, okay, add ketchup, mustard. All right, boom. It gets here. The ketchup and mustard and all that's there, but they have mayo on there. And I'm like, bro, I could have sworn on the website it said no mayo. Then when I did it again, once again, no mayo. I even double checked. I clicked onto it to make sure it said no mayo. Still came with mayo. So it's either their interface is messed up or someone at the store don't know how to take instructions. So yeah, man. How you going to slip up on either your online interface or hire people that are that incompetent? Explain that to me. And then you act like you don't want to give the customer the refund. Talking about we could just give you a coupon for your next order. Like, bruh, I ain't got to go to y'all no more. There are plenty of vegan restaurants, vegetarian restaurants down here in Miami. Yes, I might have to wait another 20, 30 minutes longer, but hey, patience is a virtue that I don't mind exercising, especially when it comes to food that I know won't harm the body too much. Granted, I've heard other people say don't do impossible meals because they have this, that, and the third, da 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 da, carcinogens and blah 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 da da blah 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 blah. Look, everything has some sort of drawback that I've read or seen or heard or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't affect my body negatively, so I guess I'm okay, right? But yeah, I could just go to other places. I'll just be very patient. I'll go to other places. Because if you, the big multi-billion dollar corporation that's supposed to be competing with the McDonald's of the world, the Wendy's of the world, and all these other big conglomerates that are everywhere across the freaking globe, right? If you're supposed to be this big dog, why can't you just give a simple request on your slip up? If anything, reprimand the store, reprimand the employee that messed up, reprimand the person who you hired to do the online interface, the developer of the website. Reprimand that person. Do not take it out of the customer's wallet, because now for the rest of my life it's going to be F Burger King. The only way I'll go there to get an Impossible Whopper, or if I'm having a cheat meal sort of day, meaning I'm going to get a milkshake and some fries or something like that, or some wheat nugget, them weak ass nuggets they got, and a milkshake on a cheat meal day. You know what I'm saying? I'll go elsewhere from a cheat meal, bruh. I'll go elsewhere from a cheat meal. I'll only go to BK if it's a dire situation. If I ain't got no other choice. Like, ain't no other restaurants around within miles or whatever. And I'm either low on gas, don't feel like going, or just something. It's got to be something for me to be like, all right, I'll go. And hell, I ain't even ordering online. I'd have to go to the store. That way I can holler at somebody face to face. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, bro, I'm not with the BS, man. It's all fucked up, so what's you? Nah, nah. Yeah, somebody tried calling or whatever. You know what? Let me put that on mute. Give me a sec, y'all. Let me put all this on mute real quick. I ain't got no time for the BS today, bro. Yeah, man. That'll be the only way. It's if I ain't got no other choice except to go to their store. And all of this happened on Mother's Day. I was just by myself thinking about, yo, it'd be cool if I can link up with somebody that's decent and I get her Mother's Day gift. You know what I'm saying? It'd be cool, you know, once things get straightened out by next year or whatever, that, you know, my money hella right, hella tight, how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? I got the ball rolling with my moves that I got going or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Money right, money tight. And not only that, I can give my girl, whoever it is I'm with, a Mother's Day gift because I'm that appreciative that she sacrificed her body to have my crib midgets. Right? To do something appreciative like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you know, you can sit up there and be like, oh, I'm red pilled and da 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 da. And this don't make me no blue pill, because I'm not trying to say simp for a broad. No, I'm not saying that. But you as a human being, you eventually gonna want somebody, bruh. You gonna want a family at some point. Now, if I got a passport, bro, the damn thing, all right, fine, so be it. You know, because I ain't out here tricking just to hook up with a female. Bruh, I'm me. I'm me, baby. This is Pretty Nicky, what they call me. The church's money always get paid on time. Boy, I got pimp bones in my body ever since 1993, you heard me? Coming from a long line of pimps, players, Max, and dog-ass Negroes that ain't shh. Come from a long line of that. And I ain't no dog-ass Negro that ain't shh. Because I utilize my evil for good. No, I'm an anti-hero. See what I mean? Anti-hero with pimp bones in his body. Player in his sway. Macking my attack when I get the talk. You understand me? I'm witty and never shitty. And I love every part of a woman's body, from a big booty, something that's flat, big boobs, to itty bitty titty committee. You understand me? I love all women across the globe as long as they can vibe with me how I want to be vibed with. You feel me? So I ain't hard up on a woman, man. I ain't out here tricking like some of these other clowns that call themselves passport bros. But to find somebody that's good, that's decent. You know, low-key, I've always looked out for that in a woman. I've only just come across disappointment. Or maybe, you know, the situation wouldn't allow for it. Meaning the person was on the other side of the globe when I met him. And that long-distance stuff can be a killer. But yeah, man, I ain't hard up for no woman. But I wouldn't mind one that's decent, you know? I'm at that point where I wouldn't mind it, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I be, you know, having little thoughts like that in my little zone. You know, I got my mom a gift, grandmother a gift. Next year, I'm going to look into giving my cousin and my sister, well, maybe not her, but yeah, my cousin, a gift or whatever, and maybe in any other female family member that I'm cool with, that I'm thinking about, like, yo, I'm gonna spot them with this because, you know, they've always shown love to me. You feel me? On Mother's Day, right? You know, I'm in that sort of thought process yesterday, you know? Being all, you know, sentimental and shit, you know? And then boom. They can't even get a simple burger order correct, and I'm hungry as hell. You know what I mean? But hey, man, just remember, people, if you're gonna start a business, make sure that your customer service situation is set up right. Nah, the customer ain't always right. I'm not gonna sit up there and say that. The person who came over with that saying the customer is always right. Yeah, it's a cute thing to say, but everything is in moderation, am I right? Too much of anything is a bad thing, including that. Customer is right in a lot of situations. You know what I'm saying? And me, I ain't the one that'll kiss somebody behind. If a customer's wrong, all right, cool, fine, so be it. But in cases like mine, where the part, where you, the establishment, messed up, you got to do all you can to keep me, man. Now, I can see if they refunded my money, I'd be like, all right, cool, they refunded my money and gave me the points. All right, cool. I might keep y'all in mind. I might keep y'all in mind. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably order for someone else, but I'll utilize it. I'll still utilize it. I wouldn't look at y'all in a bad light. You know what I'm saying? But if your company is going to sit up there and do that, pretty much rip people off. If you're one of them stores, if you're going to open a store and you're talking about, oh, we have a no refund policy, we only give, dog, you guys are going to suck. You guys are going to lose customers real quick. Because unless you have stuff that makes people fall in love with your store or be dependent on your store, ain't nobody going to give a damn about them store credits, bro. Just like how Burger King, they're trying to offer me these whole coupons and we'll give you 1,000 points and all this for your food and all that. No, I don't even care for the food, bro. I'll just go elsewhere. I'm in the city where I can go elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Miami, not middle of nowhere Montana. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no problem with middle of nowhere Montana, because hell, middle of nowhere Montana probably got great real estate deals. But I'm digressing. Bottom line, I'm in a major city. I can go elsewhere. There are plenty of other vegan options or whatever. You guys were just down the street. It was a convenience factor. And your convenience factor is now obsolete to me. It don't even matter. You're not real to me. Therefore, you do not exist. So poof. Vamoose, son of a bitch. I don't care. Every time I see a BK, the only thing I'm thinking about is Mother's Day. That's it. I don't care. So yeah, you guys take this as a lesson. If your company slipped up, give refunds. Period. Give refunds and maybe a discount next time around. Be overly apologetic. That way, the customer feels appreciated. They feel that they matter when dealing with you. Don't give no brush off, oh, we don't give refunds, no store credit. Don't do that. Yeah, unless you hard up for money. Unless you really that hard up for money. I mean, yeah, you're supposed to be you're great at business, right? Your company does well, right? Well, how come you can't give refunds? Are you that broke, motherfucker? Do you hire that many suck-ass people? Do you hire that many sorry-ass people to where y'all always got to give refunds? That's all that shit says to me, is that you guys hire that many suck, sorry-ass people that y'all always got to give refunds. And if y'all were to actually give out that many refunds, you'd probably lose money. You'll probably lose money because you suck that bad, or you're that bad at hiring people. Come on, man. So yeah, people, if you're going to open up a store that sells products to people, have a refund policy that works. Don't do this whole store credit crap. Because at the end of the day, if you end up in a situation like mine, where even with the store credit, you slip up again, twice, back to back, yeah, you're going to lose a customer forever. Burger King. I'm pretty sure they think I'm just one guy. And hell, it ain't like I got a huge platform and none of that. You know what I'm saying? I might have a handful of people that hear this or whatever, or will stumble across what it is I got to say, or whatever the case may be. But to those that came across this, please treat your customers with better respect than this, man. Do not offer no "I'll give you store credit" crap. Don't do that, especially in a situation where they slipped up this badly. If your employees, or if you slip up badly, just give the refund. Just give the refund. Like if it's a one-time slip up, and that customer likes you, all right, they might take the store, offer the store credit. Cool. But make sure that you go above and beyond when they utilize that store credit. Make sure that you roll out the red carpet for that person. That way they like, you know what? That way the person is like, yeah, I ain't get my money back. They gave me a store credit. But you know what? They really hooked it up on this store credit. All right, I'm going to keep using y'all. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? But if you slip up on the store credit and you piss off the person even more to the point where they if they were at the store, they'd probably be dragging somebody across the counter and putting them hands on them, right? If it gets to that point, and then you still don't want to give a refund, you've lost the customer forever. And that's exactly what went down yesterday, man. They lost the customer forever. I don't really want to deal with Burger King no more, dog. Whenever I see a Burger King commercial, I'm just going to kiss my teeth, change the channel, kiss my teeth, walk away. You know what I'm saying? Anything Burger King related. I could be in a business situation. They'd be like, hey, I'm going to order food for everyone. There's a Burger King down the street. I'm going to be like, nah, I'll just walk to the next store. They're going to be like, walk to the next store. The next store, that's going to take you a while. We're going to have to wait. Hey, man, I don't do Burger King, dog. Then when I give them a reason why I don't do with Burger King, they're going to look at me and be like, oh, okay. I understand. So yeah, this might not affect Burger King in a major way or what have you, but it's little things like this. It's compounding. Like if it happened to me, I'm pretty sure 12 other people this happened to. And then those 12 other people, they're going to be like, you know what, I don't rock with BK. And then they tell a bunch of other people what happened, right? And then those bunch of other people, they hear it and they're going to be like, wow, it's that bad? You know what? I might not want to deal with them. So now those 12 different people convinced another 12 different people. Now, granted, they might have told dozens of others, but out of those dozens of others that they told, bottom line, 12 other people now look at BK sideways. Like, I don't think I want to deal with them because I remember how they did my homeboy. I remember how they did my coworker that I'm cool with. I remember how they did my cousin. I remember how they did my mother. I remember how they did somebody that I'm cool with on some level, right? Cool. Next thing you know, those 12 other people that get told, right? They tell 12, those 12 other people, 12 tell another 12 other people, and so on and so forth. And then it becomes a domino effect. And then after a while, folks gonna be like, you know what? They only give store credit. They only give store credit. And they might mess up on that. So no, if they only give store credit, they might mess up on that. Don't order online because their interface is messed up. This is what happened. See what I'm saying? And you already know, somebody's truth can become a rumor that fast. So next thing you know, you have people throwing extras on it. Like, yeah, not only did they offer the store credit and then messed up on the store credit, but the person was contacted cussed them out too. Like, we don't need your money. Yeah, Burger King, they be cussing people out and they don't give your money back. Boom. Next thing, it goes from that little complaint to somebody raising all kinds of hell, and then rumors get spread on top of them complaining. See what I'm saying? So yeah, man, BK, y'all did a very, very bad job at your customer service. Did a horrible job at customer service. And anybody who's anybody that wants to get into any sort of service job, service industry of any kind, please use this as an example of what not to do. Burger King, I bid you adieu. You're going to be a last ditch effort for me in terms of quote unquote food. Hell, I don't even eat fast food like that, bro. I don't. I really don't. I avoid fast food. I mainly do the vegan options or whatever. It's just the fact that they got the Impossible Whopper. They're right down the street. I'm starving. I was in the middle of typing out a script, man. And I got so in the flow of coming up with the outline for the second script I'm coming up with or whatever. I got so caught up or whatever, I in the outline, I didn't know I was hungry until my stomach started growling, and I started feeling a little slow. I'm like, why am I slowing down? And then, I feel my stomach growl. I'm like, oh, shoot, I ain't eat all day, really. But I ain't trying to eat like crap, so, dang, ain't nothing in here to eat until I go to grocery shopping or whatever. It's Mother's Day, so I know that, all right, fine, let me just order something or whatever. And then, it was right down the street. That was the only reason why. You know what I'm saying? And I've ordered the Impossible Whopper meal over the years, like every so often, you know what I mean? Whenever, like I said, usually when I'm caught up or I got other things to do and I need something to eat real quick, and I know it's somewhat of an healthy option, and I ain't trying to jump in the car and head over to Walmart and all that. I just want to, let me get my food and go. You know what I'm saying? But that's not even on the table anymore. I'll just find a vegan restaurant and roll with them from there on here on. I'll just go give the local business my money, because at least with them, look, I've ordered food. I've ordered from local businesses through their websites and Grubhub and Uber Eats and all that, right? And if that company slips up, you know what they do? They give me a refund. They're apologetic about it. Hell, sometimes I'll make an order, right? Like this one place that I eat to, this Ethiopian restaurant, Awash Ethiopian restaurant. If you're ever in Miami or Miami Garden specifically, go to them. They're great. Right. I remember one time I ordered the vegetarian option and a chocolate cake on the side or whatever, right? That was gonna be my cheat meal, right? Okay, cool. I order it. The chocolate cake didn't come. I ate the food. They called me. The restaurant, Awash, they called me. It's like, hey, are you such and such? I'm like, yeah. Wow, what's up? Well, we saw that in your order. You ordered chocolate cake on the side, and it didn't come with the order because we ran out. So we refunded that part of your money back to you. Okay. I'm like, oh wow, for real? I didn't even notice, because that's how hungry I was. I just dove into the food or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even noticed until they brought it up. And but they were apologetic. They refunded my money, and then boom. This is a local business. Small, local, family-owned business that did this, man. I ain't have to blow up their phone. I ain't have to go straight to them. I ain't have to call corporate and none of that. They just did this. Their money became, well, my money that was their money became my money again, because they recognized they slipped up on something small. See what I mean? Awash went above and beyond to keep me as a customer. And it ain't like it's the most expensive meal that I ordered, the little vegetarian option or whatever. It's only 10 to 11 bucks or whatever. It's only with the delivery fee. See, that's the only thing that kills the whole ordering stuff online stuff. It's the delivery fees, you know what I mean? Ordering through these apps. But, outside of that, it ain't like it's the most expensive, ballerific meal from their restaurant. But they still treated me like an A1 customer, bro. They still treated me with some kind of respect. So, yeah, man. Awash, they did way better than Burger King, a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate that act like they don't need us. Whenever a store is quick to give you the store credit, or whatever, I guess they figure, hell, you gonna come back. We're big. You gonna come back. People like us. You're a repeat customer. You'll always No. If you look at my timeline of me ordering from Burger King their Impossible Whopper meal over the last few years, I only ordered like maybe once every 2-3 months, and that's if I ain't got nothing else to eat and just pretty much if I'm busy or whatever and I just need something quick. That's all that is, bruh. So yeah, I'm not there every week or every other weekend or every other day or every day. I'm not no BK fan like that, bro. I'm not a fast food fan like that. You know what I mean? But they treated me like oh, you're just like any other person. You're going to use these store credits or whatever. Shit, I don't even care to you. You know what I mean? It's like the more I think about it, the more I'm like, you know what? Fuck Burger King. Fuck them. Fuck them funky ass store credits. I'll just order local. I'll just get my vegetarian / vegan options from local places that treat me with respect, like the Ethiopian restaurant Awash, like the other. Oh, another place. Why can't I remember their name? Oh my god, I suck. Another restaurant here that I ordered locally through Grubhub or Postmates, one of them. Right? They slipped up. They slipped up a little bit. They had sent me the wrong order. I had ordered the vegan barbecue with the vegan mac and cheese and a little salad, steamed salad, cabbage or whatever it is on the side or whatever, right? With wild rice and all that. And, I ordered that or whatever, right? But instead of the barbecue vegan, what came was their some kind of barbecue chicken meal, vegan chicken option, right? And the order got slipped up. You know what they did? When I reported it, I was like, hey man, this ain't what I ordered. I ordered the da 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 da. They checked the ticket. You know what they did? They went above and beyond, bro. They gave me a credit for for the vegan barbecue. But not only that, they also threw on top of it the vegan carrot cake and the vegan some kind of drink or whatever. I forgot what it's called, but it was like a ginger sort of drink. It was natural, that they handmade and all that. So yeah, man, they went above and beyond, bro. They went above and beyond, and this is a small restaurant. You know what I mean? As an apology. And they was like, if it happens again, sir, and you won't. They offered that, right? They offered that, but they also said that if you don't want the store credit, we'll be glad to refund you your money. That's what made that situation special. See, this is a while back, like 2-3 years ago. It was like during pandemic when this happened. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the details ain't there with what I'm remembering right now. See, whenever I do my episodes, I just spit facts as I go along or whatever. But yeah, that's what happened in that situation. Not only did they offer the store credit and was willing to go above and beyond as an apology, but they said if I didn't want that at all, then I could just get the refund. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I took the store credit because I like them. And the chicken meal wasn't half bad. It wasn't half bad. Hell, I wouldn't. I probably would have had one of those days where I'm like, you know what? I want to try something different. And that probably been one of the would have been one of the, you know what? This looks like a good try something different type meal, right? So yeah, man. I got a second. If anything, I found a secondary meal from that vegan place that I like or whatever, along with their vegan pizza and the barbecue and all that. You know what I'm saying? Now I have a third option, you know, really third option. You know what I mean? Plus store credit that I utilized with a smile. You know, store credit that I utilized with a smile and extras. See, they made me feel appreciate. They showed love. They understood that me as a customer, I ain't got to spend my money. I could go anywhere in the world with my money, but I voted with my money with them. See what I'm saying? So yeah, bruh. You can't do people like that. Big conglomerates, I guess some of them, I think they've gotten so big to where they think that, you know what, people will always be around because we are who we are. Big conglomerates, they have to have that small business mentality in terms of what to do when offering an apology to a customer that they slighted. They have to get back to that. Because until BK changes that, man, fuck Burger King. I don't do Burger King. Fuck their Impossible Whopper. Fuck their fries. Fuck their shakes. Fuck the creepy ass king that they have as a mascot. Fuck their internet interface. Fuck their fries. Fuck everything about them. I don't want shit to do with anything Burger King related. Fuck you and everything y'all stand for. If every Burger King were to burn down today, I hope all the employees that work there find different jobs elsewhere that are more fruitful. Hell, I suggest y'all get into doing cybersecurity. I heard that shit's popping. You know what I'm saying? It's best that you have a trade instead of a funky ass job that you probably hate. But yeah, man, I hope every BK burns down to the ground. Don't need them. Don't need to see them. Fuck them and everything they stand for. That's how I feel. They could take that 1,000 points. They could take the little coupon and shove it up their ass for all I care. I'm not using them no more, dog. Fuck them. And to all the small businesses that go above and beyond to keep their customers happy, knowing when they slip up. And it's not like I'm some kind of Karen type dude, bro. I let stuff slide all the time, bro. Because I understand people make mistakes. Little things you can let slide, bro. I've never been a Karen type dude or Carl or whatever. I've never been a Karen or a Ken a day in my life, bro. And I never thought I'd be doing a podcast episode like this, breaking down customer service and how people need to be treated. I never thought I'd be doing this, man. But with the way, with how Burger King is handling this situation, yeah, fuck them. Don't need them. Don't want them. All right, man, that's my episode for today. I hope this is a lesson in customer service to y'all. And whatever jewels that you got from this, I hope this carries on with you to the end of your days and you pass this information on to other people. And then they grow from this. Because at the end of the day, it's all about growth and becoming a better person, right? Don't forget, LeFemmeLachey.com, or go to Amazon for my books. So You Want to Be a Baller, Comprehensive Guide to Go from Broke on the Bus to Balling in the Bins. It's on iBooks. It's on Scribd. It's on any ebook site that you can think of. It's on there and Amazon, all right? So You Want to Be a Stripper, Comprehensive Guide to Go from Girl Next Door to Pole Dancing Diva. The fourth edition should come out soon. The editor should finish proofreading everything, and then I'll have everything up, hopefully by the end of the month. All right, so we have the fourth edition up there, finally, right? All my other books, just look up Nicholas Brown on Amazon, and just go to the Baller Manual, and you'll see all the other books I have online for sale, bro. Just about every book that you see that I got online for sale on Amazon, it's across the board. It's on iBooks. It's on everywhere, all right? So just go in and check them out, all right, fam? So, yeah, let me get up out of here, man. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Letters from FB Jail, Letters from Facebook Jail. Follow me on IG. You can also follow me on Twitter at PrettyNikki305. PrettyNikki305. Now I'm on TikTok. So yeah, y'all go ahead and check me out or whatever. I drop jewels every so often. You can also follow me on YouTube or whatever, gettingyouwet.biz. That's my new YouTube channel, gettingyouwet.biz, where the only thing I'm gonna do on gettingyouwet.biz YouTube channel is just drop jewels, and I'm gonna try to make those videos under five minutes or less. Hell, maybe even 3 minutes or less, bro. This is just gonna be a site where I'm dropping jewels, talking about pretty women for a half a second, and then slide. Because I understand, life is short and people need to get straight to the point. You know what I mean? I might throw a quick anecdote in said videos on gettingyouwet.biz, but for the most part, I'm going to keep my videos short, brief, to the point, so y'all can get about y'all day smoothly and quickly. You heard me? All right, y'all. Let me get up out of here, man. Y'all go ahead, follow me, check me out, DKE305, D as in dog, K as in kilo, E as in echo, DKE305 at gmail.com for any questions, comments, concerns, any story ideas, anything that you want to holler at me about that you want me to talk to the world after doing my research on, I'll be glad to do so. Just hit me up in the email. All right, y'all, I'm out. Peace.